Good morning, 7:40 here on the Mighty 690, and we are very happy to have folks from K-State Research and Extension here with us. In fact, I know it wasn't exactly scheduled, but we were all talking about it, and I'm glad it worked out to have Holly Miner on the line to talk a little bit of Thanksgiving food safety, all that sort of thing. How are you doing this morning, Holly?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Doing good, thank you. And we have Davin also in studio hanging out. She's coming on next segment, but she is here ready to go. So we got lots of good K-State Research and Extension content for you. So first of all, Holly, so how are you in charge of cooking Thanksgiving? How is this working in your family?
Well, this year I am going to someone else's house, and I am bringing the pies. So I will be frantically making pies tonight and tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Now, pies are a very important part of Thanksgiving. But hey, we've been talking the past couple of days, and all sorts of Thanksgiving foods have been coming up. And it's just been a continuing topic of conversation. I was like, man, this is like the Super Bowl for food safety. You know, this is the time to shine and keep everyone safe and healthy. So my first question, and I know you've already kind of heard this question, but the topic of stuffing. I mean, I know a lot of people like stuffing. I'm not a stuffing fan myself, but there is the whole topic of cooking the stuffing in the bird. What is the food safety perspective on this?
Well, if you cook the stuffing in the bird, it's going to take a lot longer, and we want to make sure that that stuffing reaches a temperature of 165 degrees. All poultry should be cooked to 165 degrees internal temperature, and the stuffing goes right along with that. The best thing to do with your stuffing is to actually cook it in another pan outside of the bird, and then you're assured that it is cooked thoroughly through. It reaches that 165 degrees, and you don't have to worry about it. When you stuff a bird, it just takes a lot longer for that bird to cook, and there is a risk that it's not going to get to the temperature it needs to be safe. And we don't want to be sick on Thanksgiving.
No, yeah, and obviously the thought being, you know, any uncooked part of, you know, the juices, all that sort of stuff from the actual turkey are going to go into the stuffing, and if they don't get cooked to a certain temperature, that's where we can start introducing foodborne illnesses and that sort of thing, correct?
That's correct. That is exactly right.
And so, you know, either whether you make it in a separate dish in the oven, or, you know, there's even the stovetop option that a lot of people are doing now as well.
Yep, there's a lot of different ways to make your stuffing. There's a lot of different kinds of stuffing. So, you know, it's really whatever you prefer. We just want to make sure that it's cooked thoroughly through. And by putting it in a casserole dish in the oven, that's a great way to be able to do that. It does take up a little more room, but you can cook that and take it out and hold it in your microwave to keep it warm while you're waiting for the rest of your things to cook or to bake in the oven. You could also do it in a, I was going to say crock pot, but I don't think you should do it in a crock pot. I think it should be in the oven. I think for the safest thing would be to keep it in the oven.
Sure. Gotcha. Now, since we are about T-minus 28 hours or so until people are going to start eating dinners, depending, you know, some people do kind of an afternoon thing, some people do an evening thing. As far as if people have, say, a frozen turkey, what do they need to be doing right now?
Well, if you have a frozen turkey right now, it needs to be in your refrigerator. All food should be thawed one of four ways, and on the countertop is not one of the four ways to thaw food. So if you think that you can set your turkey out tomorrow morning and thaw it and have it be ready to go, what you're doing is you're letting the outside of that turkey, when you thaw it on the countertop, get to room temperature. And anywhere above 41 degrees, bacteria start to double about every 15 to 20 minutes. And so if you're setting that turkey outside on the countertop, outside of the refrigerator on the countertop, and thawing it on the countertop, you're letting the outside of the bird get warm, the inside of the bird is still frozen, and you're introducing more bacteria, or allowing more bacteria to grow on that turkey to possibly cause a foodborne illness. So if you don't have your turkey in the refrigerator right now, thawing, the other way that you can thaw the bird safely is to put it in the sink with cold running water, and I did say cold, water that is 70 degrees or less, and continuously run that water over that turkey until it thaws. This is going to take several hours probably to do. So, you know, you're gonna want to work with that bird. And I think the hardest thing for most people is to get the giblets and stuff and the turkey neck out of the inside of the bird. So that's probably where the bird's going to be frozen the hardest at, is on the inside. And it might take a little bit of running water through that turkey to get that loose. And I've done that myself a few times. But again, that water is cold water. It's 70 degrees or less. And that's the other safe way to thaw the bird. You know, there's two other ways to thaw food. One is in the microwave. I don't think you're going to want to put your turkey in the microwave because it's going to cook on the outside and still be frozen on the inside. So that's really not an option for the turkey. The other way is in the cooking process. And again, it's going to be done on the outside and still frozen on the inside with a turkey that's pretty good size. So your best option, if it's not, if it hasn't been in the refrigerator for a few days already, it's going to be running water through it.
Now,
Go ahead. Four to 12-pound turkeys are going to take about 2 to 3 days to thaw. So if you have a 20-pound bird, it probably should have been in the refrigerator by Saturday. If you haven't purchased your turkey yet, go and purchase one that's not frozen. That would be the best bet. So thoughts on turkey.
That's really good. And then worst case scenario, is it possible to cook a turkey that's frozen?
I would not recommend that because, like I said, the inside is still going to be frozen. The outside is going to be cooked, and it's probably going to get brown and start getting dried out. You really need to have it thawed all the way through so that it cooks evenly. And then we always want to make sure that we're using that food thermometer and we're checking the temperature of that turkey to make sure that it reaches 165 degrees or more, to be assured that it is thoroughly cooked through. All poultry needs to be cooked to 165 degrees to kill the bacteria. So we want to make sure that we're getting our bird up to that temperature. Sometimes those little poppy things that pop out that say that the bird is done are not as accurate as they should be. So having those is a good indicator that it's getting close, but a food thermometer is going to be your best bet. And food thermometers are relatively inexpensive. You can get them just about anywhere at a hardware store that sells cooking supplies, at your local discount store. There's all sorts of different places that you can get a food thermometer. And small little probe thermometers, maybe $2 or $3. So, you know, it's not very big investment to go and purchase one of those to make sure that your food is cooked thoroughly and that you're serving your guests and family members a bird that's not going to cause an illness.
Sure, yeah, because that's the last thing we want on Thanksgiving. Now, this kind of crosses the line more in from food safety into personal safety, but do you have anything on turkey frying? Because that's in the last several years, you know, it's really gotten to be a big thing, and then we see the news stories of people burning their houses down using a turkey fryer.
Yeah, so I actually had an experience with that. My grandmother's next-door neighbors tried to turkey at Thanksgiving time. They had the fryer in their garage, started a fire, and it completely burned their house down. So I am familiar with that aspect of it. I've never personally fried a turkey, but I think the key there is you're mixing hot oil and water, and if the bird has any water on it or if it's frozen on the inside, and those two things don't really mix very well, and they start to splatter and squirt up. The other concern is if you have too much oil in your fryer, and when you put your bird in the oil goes over the side, and oil is flammable, and it's a live flame because it's usually a gas burner that has that the turkey sits on. So we want to make sure that we're not spilling oil over the side and causing that to drip down into that flame, and that's where you would get your big fire exploding from. I would almost suggest that when you get ready to do that, that you are very careful that your bird is dry, it's completely thawed out, and that you enter that into that oil very slowly so that it has time to, the oil has time to acclimate to it a little bit, and you're not just dropping it in there and having that oil spill out the side, and doing that slowly. And, of course, you know, for personal safety, making sure that you're wearing some good gloves. I wouldn't recommend oven mitts. I would recommend some good gloves that are going to protect your hands and all the way up your arms a little bit, too, in case there is something that goes wrong. I'm thinking welding gloves, if that makes any sense. And I think most of the time it's probably the men that are doing the frying outside. So just making sure that they're being safe for themselves as well.
Sure. I mean, because you have to kind of prep, you know, this is a good upper body workout. And if you don't have that arm strength, you know, because you're going to, it may take a couple minutes to get that all the way in if you're really easing that slowly in. So you have to be prepared for that. You don't want to have to abort and that sort of thing. So, yeah, that is a good idea.
Yep. 20-pound bird gets pretty heavy pretty fast
yep.
when you're working with your arms outstretched and going slow.
Absolutely. Holly, any other items that pop into your mind as we approach Thanksgiving from a food safety perspective?
From food safety perspective, let's see. Just making sure that you're temping your food. The other thing is when we are done with our meal, we're going to have some leftovers. And food safety-wise, we want to make sure that we're using those leftovers within 7 days. I actually like to, in my house, we do 4 to 5 days so that they're used by the 4 to 5 day mark. You know, another thing is cooling food off. And we want to make sure that after we've cooked food, we put it in and everybody's eaten and they've had a chance to enjoy and go back for seconds, that we clean that food up right away, put it away in the refrigerator and get it cooled down to 41 degrees or below. A lot of people put food out in their garages or outside to let it cool off, and that's really not recommended. We need to get it into a temperature-controlled environment that's 41 degrees or below to make sure that that food stays safe. Again, like I said earlier, anything above 41 degrees and below 135, food really grows rapidly, or bacteria grows rapidly on food, and so we want to make sure that we're keeping our food safe in that aspect. You know, you can divide food into smaller, shallower containers, and it cools a lot faster. So making sure that you're getting things out of big casserole dishes. We never want to store stuff in a crock pot. We always want to take it out because it holds the heat too long, and the food in the middle of the crock pot holds that hot temperature, and it could grow bacteria in there. So taking it out, putting it in shallower containers. If you have a lot of leftovers and you're not sending them home with your family or guests that are eating with you, then you might consider just putting some of that in the freezer and then getting it out later and having it, you know, a week from now or 2 weeks from now and enjoying it then.
Sure, and that's another good point with the smaller containers and kind of dividing things up between the fridge and the freezer, because, too, if you're putting a lot of stuff, you know, the fridge is already, you know, kind of overloaded, I'm sure, with opening and closing and that sort of thing, and then if we put all this hot stuff in the fridge, I assume that's going to raise the fridge temperature, and it's going to take it a while to cool back down.
That's correct, and most of our refrigerators, nowadays when you buy them, they have the little electronic temperature number, the digital that you can see, and we should have them set at about 38 degrees or lower than that, somewhere in between about 34 to 40. And so if you have that ability to make your refrigerator a little bit cooler, you might want to turn that down to 36 or 35 degrees now, so that the food, just like you said, you're opening that door and closing that door a lot during Thanksgiving. You've got a lot of food you're storing in there. You're putting warm things in there after your meal, and that's going to be raising the temperature inside that refrigerator. And we want to make sure that all our food stays safe, and so lowering that temperature on our refrigerator, if we can do that, that's a very good idea.
Well, Holly, I really appreciate you sharing this very timely information as we head towards Thanksgiving. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's pretty good. If anybody has any questions and they want to give me a call today, they can call my office at 620-331-2690, and they'll get you put through to me, and I'd be glad to answer any questions. I'll be in my office until about 1 o'clock today, and then I have a couple personal things I'll be doing, but then I'm always available by phone.
Awesome. Well, Holly, you're a great resource as always. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and fill us in as we head towards Thanksgiving, and hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving of your own.
Well, thank you, and everybody else, too, and make sure you're temping that bird. Just make sure it's 165 degrees.
All right. Always good advice. Thank you so much, Holly. You have a good one.